3. 9 weeks into the Phase 1 trial, the qualified investigator asked Allie to breakfast. They met at their usual place, an old hotel with a view of runners and dogs along English Bay. The trial updates were documented, but Allie liked feeling close to the human particularity unrecorded in the numbers and graphs. They were not above swapping stories from their fields, she and Anya seeding, and Anya was not above exaggerating hers for comic effect. For a physician, she was not especially circumspect or prone to displays of excessive professional gravitas. Anya announced that she had to present a circumstance. One of the trial subjects had begun sending her things. "The subjects have my contact info through the clinic, and he's started to email me his writings, pages, every day. He's a writer." According to his declaration, he began the trial as a 31-year-old B-negative eco-activist and poet with no drug allergies or history of mental illness. Hard enough being a poet, but to be a sane one. The point of interest being, you're a recurring character in these things. Poems, mini-essays, pages from what seems to be a novel. Or not you exactly, but someone he calls Maker. Allie had wondered at times who the subjects thought was behind the tests, the drugs, the money, who exactly was playing with and reading their blood. She did not want to be thought of. She tried to feel sheltered in the company name. Is this a known syndrome? Is he fixated? He's likely not dangerous, Allie. It began he was just singing your praises. Then he speculated upon a life. What you think, personal history stuff. I repeat, not dangerous. From what Anya and the research nurse had learned in their brief conversations with Subject 11, he was a full-time test subject, a so-called guinea pigger, who bussed around the country, getting paid to be injected, blood drawn, electroded, cardio-tested, whatever the trial required. It used to be the tests were done on the local poor. Now the poor had organized.